I'm an employment lawyer. And when I was first approached about the CLE, I was like, you understand I'm not technical in nature. I litigate a lot of trade secret cases for what will become an obvious reason, but I'm not actually technical in nature. I always partner with someone who is an expert. And I want to draw that distinction up front. I started practicing employment law in 1997. It led me in two very different directions. One was, believe it or not, to corporate immigration work, because I was in Austin, tech companies were coming up short on talent, and that request kept coming to the office, so we learned the law. The second place it led me was in a very different direction, which was trade secret work. And the reason for that is very, very, very simple. I am certainly biased because of the nature of the work that I do is driven by the nature of my practice. And I've never gone and looked at the statistics on it. But I can tell you the number of times that information is compromised from the inside, and whether it is an intentional compromise or simply a negligent, inadvertent, I was careless compromise, it cannot conceivably be counted. It became and has become the dominant facet of my practice, is dealing with employees, frequently you're going to competitors, who upon an audit of their system, we learn, attached an external hard drive and copied the entire contents of our confidential information to it before leaving, or any of a number of other breaches, whether that was emailing information home, storing it in a cloud service, making regular backups that we didn't know about because we're not auditing. The number of ways employees who are otherwise granted access to your information are capable of taking it is innumerable. And so what I really wanted, and that's not new, right? That's been going on for as long as we've had employees and we've had secrets, this has been happening. But what I really want to talk about is how does work from home change this? So we had a reality called the first quarter of 2020. We're now in a different reality called hopefully the second, third, fourth quarter of 2020, maybe hopefully not 2021. We don't know how long it's going to last, but it is the new world we're in at the moment. And there's been this huge shift to work from home. And what does that do to some of our traditional concerns around the potential intentional or unintentional misappropriation or compromise of information by employees? So a couple of quick things to set out of the gate. First off, as of May 2020, and as someone explained to me at the front side of COVID, we're all trying to figure out whether or not this is a blizzard, which lasts for a couple of days, winter that will last for a few months, or an ice age. And at the time, we really didn't know. We're now real sure it's not a blizzard. But whatever this is, it is not a blizzard. It is either a winter or an ice age. As of May 2020, 49 states had closed their schools. Wyoming, I think, was the one that hadn't. I could be mistaken on that. Don't quote me or record me. Too late for that. But one state had not done it statewide. It was by district. Otherwise, they were all closed. As you know, right now, the reopening schools is become candidly politicized. It has taken on an entirely different dimension. And I think that if you were to ask most people who have given real thought to the issue, a large part of that is you cannot fully restart the economy unless you fully restart the schools. That's simply a practical reality. My children go to AISD, Austin Independent School District. They've been doing their surveys, and their first survey showed that 49% of parents, this is their most recent survey, we got the results a few days ago, 49% of parents wanted to send their kids back to school full time. That could be educated by a lot of things, but what it is likely, at least in part, educated by is their desire to get back to work, or at least to be able to work in peace. And so the reality is, until schools reopen, you're probably going to have a lot more work from home arrangements. And let me be clear, I like work from home arrangements. I have advocated for them at clients for a very, very, very long time and have helped many companies roll them out. But the reality is, there are some people who are really good at working from home and other people who are not. And there are some jobs that are performed more easily at home than others. COVID has forced us to expand the boundaries of both of those. And what I mean by that is, even for companies who have existing work from home programs, the reality is they've had to expand them. Maybe you used to work from home 2 days a week and now you've gone to 5 days a week. Or maybe it used to be a week on, week off, or we had a monthly team meeting, which is now a month. Been alterations at virtually every level of programs. Then there are the people who had to put new roles in the program. It was, well, we used to not do this job from home, but we're going to come up with a way to do it from home now. Then there were the people that had never done work from home except on an ad hoc basis and are now being called upon to run their companies in a virtual environment. And then on past all of that, you have jobs such as, for example, manufacturing, among many others, lab work that simply cannot be done from home. I'm not really talking about those. And so the point to this is to realize that while the debate about how to open and to what degree to open schools rages, the background consequence of that is the expanded work from home experiment is ongoing. And, you know, I, for one, hope it is successful. It has certainly been successful at our firm. We don't intend to go back to the way we used to do things. We think this has been a good experience for us. But our work is highly flexible and can be done from home.